नमस्कार।
Some people think that they can work very hard doing many different practices, and through their efforts, they will realize God. They will find their highest enlightenment through so many meditations and disciplines and efforts. Others say that this state of enlightenment is only achieved through the grace of the Divine Guru, from the grace of the Satguru, from the Eternal One. You may make efforts, set your heart and your intention that you should realize the infinite, that you may know your deeper self, your Atman. But all of your intentions by themselves, all of your efforts by themselves will not give you unity with the divine, will not give you that state of wholeness where you are interwoven and interconnected with all beings. There comes a time in the sadhana, in the meditation practice of every being, that it ceases to be a practice that you do, but rather is an offering to the God within, to the higher self, the Atman, the Sadguru, whatever your term. This offering of yourself is the true sadhana. Assuming that you have the power to enlighten yourself is a false belief, because the ego is bound in the promotion and development of the ego, in achieving, acquiring, and hoarding what is acquired. That process, though it can be very successful in the material world, is not successful in the spiritual world. Yes, doing practice has great importance. You offer in your sincerity your time, your effort, and your intention to realize the infinite. But it is not your own ego self that can bring that realization, that enlightenment. Rather, it is that through divine grace, through that cosmic whole, when instead of you trying to contain that cosmic whole within you, you offer yourself to that cosmic whole, to that infinite essence. And in the offering of yourself, you surrender. You let go. Let go of all of your pride, all of your accomplishment, all of your achievement, all of your self-doubt, all of your opinions about yourself. Let it go. Lord, not my will but thine. Do with me as you will. Let it go. Let everything that you have accumulated fade from you. And instead, letting go of beliefs about who you are, of your inferiority, of your superiority, of your complexes, of your desires. Letting go. Allow space for the infinite to be. When you let go and you listen within for the sound of eternity, for the sound of the infinite, for the sound of love divine, you dissolve from your awareness this small ego essence, and your awareness fills with the infinite grace of the divine. You fall back into eternal being, letting go, melting back into essence, into the Atman and the Paramatman, the eternal self of all beings, that one unitary whole of being becomes the field of perception when you allow your awareness to fall away from all of your beliefs, constructs, efforts, and assumptions, and allow the grace of the infinite to enter you, to be. Allow your awareness to melt into that which is eternal, immortal, pure, infinite being, the one eternal self. When your awareness moves from the unreal to the real, from darkness to light, from death to immortality, you recognize the truth of eternal being, letting go of all that you have built. Your castle in the sand is dissolved. And you come to know that infinite essence, which is you, which is truly you, which is all living beings, which is life itself, which is the sun and the earth, the plants and the animals, which is all creation and the stillness at the heart of all creation. You are not separate from the One. The One is you, but embodied in a body. Your awareness has taken on beliefs that you are an individual separate from others, that you are good or bad, talented or untalented, worthy or unworthy. You have acquired all sorts of elaborate beliefs about yourself and about the world which you see outside of you, because it is outside of your physical form. And in that separation, between you and all else, you feel loneliness. You feel distance. And so you acquire things to fill your loneliness. Oh, if I only had this, if I only could do that, if I could only achieve, then everything would be fine. But after you have achieved and you have done and you realize that the gap is still there, you recognize that the gap is the gap between you and your essential nature, between awareness of yourself as the kingdom you have built, the castle in the sand of your life, or awareness of yourself as your true nature, as the one eternal essence embodied in being, in you. You are that love divine. You are that eternal essence. That is your nature. The Satguru lives within all beings. The Satguru is in all beings. But awareness of your true nature slips from you as your awareness falls into body-mind attachments. So when you do your meditation, let it be a practice, not of trying to acquire one more thing, but of letting go. Of letting be. Of dissolving back into what is. Let love divine fill you. Let truth be your cornerstone. Know the truth of yourself and what and who you really are. When all the acquisitions and the beliefs fade away. This is the enlightenment of mind and heart. For you are truly in that light, are that light, the infinite self, the one eternal essence, the Satguru, always is. There is nothing outside of the one, including you. All right. Namaskar. Mm-hmm.